Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Soucy. And on a breezy Thursday behind Gillette Stadium, once more the media was given access to a Patriots OTA practice. And as this part of the offseason program winds to a close, once again we had a chance to hear from head coach Bill Belichick.
Rolling through week three here, trying to put in a little bit more every day. Today's a good review day for us in a lot of situations, a lot of different calls. But getting through a lot of things in the kicking game, offensively, defensively, keep trying to build our overall foundation for this team and trying to make sure that we get all the situations covered and have a good opportunity to, get through them before we get to training camp, and at least everybody has a good idea what to do. So when we get to the August practices, we've already been through it once, and we can go out there and compete and get a good evaluation of these guys. So just plugging away.
Hey, Coach, kind of get your reaction to Brandon Spike's car being involved in that accident and decision to release him so quickly?
Yeah, we're just concentrating on today. I'm not really talking about the past, not last week, not last year. We're out here working on stuff today, and we're getting stuff done.
Bill, how good was Malcolm Butler back on the field today, and how did he look? What you saw of him?
Been out there. I mean, it's you know, everybody that's out there is working hard. Guys that aren't out there, we hope we get them back soon.
There's a report that it was disciplinary, Bill, that he was not at OTAs, not on the field because of discipline. Never response to that?
No.
Bill, what's the biggest adjustment?
Now going from OTAs to
It's just really more of a continuation. I would say it's a big jump. The timing on it's a little bit different with the rules. The OTA rules are out of minicamp rules, but it's basically the same.
How good is it to have Ray Ventron back? You mentioned special teams earlier. What kind of role is he playing early on with Joe?
Ray's got a lot of experience in this league as a player. He's transitioned to being a coach, and I love his attitude, his work ethic, so it's good to have him.
What are some of the challenges and difficulties trying to defend a title?
It's a new season. We're 0-0, just like everybody else is this year.
In the past, you've talked about the leap from year one to year two, and then we've seen some guys who haven't been able to necessarily make that leap or have been set back by not being on the field. Aaron Dobson, maybe one of those guys. How important then is the off-field work? Can you stay up to date? Can you stay current? Can you make the improvements if you're not on the field?
Sure. Yeah, I don't think you can let what you can't do affect what you can do. You want to take advantage of the things that you can do, whatever those are, and make the most of those. Sometimes you're limited and you can't do everything, but you don't want to let those things hold you back from the things you can do.
Overall, just how happy are you with the team's project?
We got a long way to go, but everybody's out here working hard, trying to do the best they can. So we just got to take it day by day and keep improving. We got a long way to go.
Is there a teaching element to having won the championship to carry on this season in terms of the tournaments? I think it's motivation.
We haven't talked about
that it's
a lot of players that are on this team that weren't on that team last year, so we don't really worry about last year.
You don't talk about it at all in terms of being
a talk about today, talk about tomorrow.
Among yourselves.
It's a new season.
That's good.
All right. Thanks.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.